Welcome to the second installment of Stone by Stone, a new Inside the Castle podcast series that is bite-sized to provide listeners with a shorter, focused update on critical U.S. Army Corps of Engineers-related issues impacting our nation. I'm one of your hosts today, Amy Snively.
And I'm Reagan Lauritsen. In this episode, we are very excited to have a chance to talk to Ms. Franny Bowie, the National Hurricane Program Manager for the National Planning Center of Expertise for Coastal Storm Risk Management, which is physically located in the Corps' Baltimore District. We'll be talking with Franny today about hurricanes, the National Hurricane Program, and reflecting on the last 20 years after Hurricane Katrina and how that milestone event transformed hurricane preparedness within our organization.
Franny, thanks for joining us today. I wanted to start our conversation by talking about the National Hurricane Program. Can you tell us what this program does and your role in it?
Of course. Thanks for having me. The National Hurricane Program is an interagency partnership between FEMA, the Corps of Engineers, and the NOAA National Hurricane Center. I've been with the Corps for a short time, but my background's really in coastal and water resources engineering. And having been deployed to a number of disasters in the past 10 years, I'm really proud to be part of this program. The Corps, again, is one of three partners, and we're really just one leg of that stool. We collectively, as the NHP, as I will call it throughout today's conversation, we have three main goals in order to fulfill our mission, meet our stakeholders' needs, and really the legislative mandates as well. The NHP provides data, resources, and technical assistance to support hurricane evacuation and response planning. We also deliver comprehensive hurricane preparedness training to emergency managers and partners. And lastly, we provide operational tools, information, technical assistance to emergency managers to support hurricane evacuation, the response decisions that have to happen during a hurricane threat. One of those tools is called HURVAC. That's an evacuation decision support tool that I'll probably talk a little bit about today. And really, it's cool. It leverages real-time data, tropical weather information from the National Hurricane Center, and data that's produced out of these hurricane evacuation studies. And it's really a tool for government emergency managers, and it puts that type of information at their fingertips.
Wow, thank you for that comprehensive overview. As a Louisiana native and resident of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, that storm's devastation fundamentally shifted my perspective on the Corps Civil Works mission. Growing up off the Atchafalaya River in Louisiana, I grew up accustomed to the presence of Corps projects, but Katrina was a firsthand experience that made me truly understand the necessity of such projects. It also was a lesson in the importance of preparedness. Not everyone may know this, but hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. That's half the year. Crazy. Franny, can you tell us a little bit about how the Corps prepares for hurricane season?
Of course, Reagan. I want to talk about the Corps from an NHP perspective. Certainly, the Corps and our other federal partners have significant emergency management roles as it comes down to disaster planning, response, recovery. So I want to make sure to highlight that we are yet a small but mighty part of the overall organization in preparing for those disasters. For the NHP, as soon as the season is over, we are ramping right back up to make sure that we can prepare our partners. A lot of times after a season's over, we have after actions to capture those kinds of lessons learned. Last year with Hurricanes Milton and Helene, and this year with the 20th anniversary of Katrina and Rita, these are the types of storms that kind of live within our collective memory. So we're super lucky to have folks within the program who have many decades of experience. And on the other side, folks who are new and enthusiastic that are, you know, soaking up that information from them, they're wanting to leverage new technology and really increase our bench strength. So a lot of it also does just come down to people. We spend a lot of time coordinating, applying those real-world experiences to prepare for the next season. We improve the tools that we have, improve the processes that we have, and implement some of those experiences into the training that we provide. In the past, we've had these types of post-storm assessments to better understand the performance of, say, our evacuation studies. That's something that FEMA right now is taking on, but it's definitely something that Corps also has experience in conducting as well. like I mentioned, at the end of the season, we're jumping right back into engaging with our stakeholders, training our stakeholders, preparing to support local emergency managers on the technical topics, the tools that we have, how they can use the products and services that the NHB has for their own planning processes. We try to talk to them and get answers from them about how are they going to actually use the products? How can the NHB provide technical assistance? And we also organize a big annual meeting with state and local emergency managers to provide them information on the latest and greatest. But again, it's also an opportunity for them to provide input on what they might need from us.
That is really fascinating to hear. What are some of the innovations you've implemented, whether it be with USACE or with the Collaborative National Hurricane Program?
We work through this multi-year process of updating states' hurricane evacuation studies that really encompasses how a state would understand their hazard to, say, storm surge, what people and assets are vulnerable, a behavioral analysis on how population moves when an evacuation order is issued, who would potentially need a shelter, where would those shelters be, and really how population moves. And with the advent of Google Maps and smartphones, the population moves are a little bit different than I would say in the past. The end point is really understanding how long it's going to take for someone to get to a point of safety when they leave their house. All of this used to be compiled into these big fat reports using spreadsheets and telephone surveys. Those reports may sit on someone's desk. We're finally moving towards finding ways to make that process quicker, to make it more usable with better data so that local emergency managers have, again, that information at their fingertips. The process of doing a hurricane evacuation study is also very important because it helps those emergency managers who are making risk-informed decisions understand what conditions and assumptions are being baked in. All that being said, we're trying to make them more nimble, those hurricane evacuation studies, quicker turnaround. We're working actually right now on creating like a standard dashboard or a mapping atlas that's updated more readily than, say, a static report. So that's an effort that's been going on at the program level in coordination with our federal partners. And there was also this document that was from 1995 that we're also updating and improving on the technical guidelines, given what we know now, given the ability for us to get that data in order to inform how a hurricane evacuation study should really be approached. The last couple of innovations, I guess there's more than I remembered. There's been a lot of intention and inclusion of real-time weather data in HurVac. So things such as the forecasted and observed quantitative precipitation information from the Weather Prediction Center. That helps to bolster awareness of rainfall, inland flooding, and enhancements are also occurring to both HurVac and RoutePM, which is a macro-scale transportation tool that we use to determine evacuation clearance time. So there's been a lot of improvements, a lot of innovation, and we're certainly using what the National Hurricane Center is also putting out in terms of improved forecast accuracy, again, really to provide folks more time to plan, more time to react.
Thank you, Franny. To think that 20 years has lapsed since I was packing up my belongings and evacuating the city of New Orleans, it's humbling to know everything the organization I now work for has accomplished in that seamlessly short period of time. And you've talked through some of those innovations that we currently are experiencing. But as so many of our listeners reflect on the anniversary of Katrina, from your perspective, how do you think that milestone event changed the Corps' mission?
That's a really great question, Reagan. I think the mission has not changed. The mission still remains to reduce disaster risk, right? That's a tenet that we are all driven to at all levels. I think the approach has shifted. The topic of resilience about risk-informed decisions is a huge one. And I think this focus forces us, the Corps and the public, to look at things at a more system-wide approach. Right? Floods don't respect state local boundaries. And so again, from a broader scale, I think that's also been an important shift. I think the other component that we're talking around is the shift towards digital and our approach to consuming and displaying and using digital data provides us the opportunity to give broader reach, increased engagement. The NHP has had an annual HRVAC webinar series that's found on YouTube. This year, we had over 2,400 different folks from all across the country attend and participate and learn about hurricane preparedness. The other element to all of this, I would say, is a result was the Post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act. In that act is a section that provides authorization language for the NHP and gives FEMA the authority and us the directive to provide evacuation preparedness and technical assistance to state, local, and tribal governments. That same message is very clear today to give those local emergency managers the tools and technical assistance so that they can prepare.
That's so impressive to hear. And it really makes me proud to be part of the Corps of Engineers and hear the good work you're doing. What can we or the people listening to this podcast do to help the National Hurricane Program?
Again, such great questions all around. First of all, I would say be prepared, right? So individually, make sure that you have your preparedness kit. I know FEMA certainly has a lot of resources related to developing that kit, understanding muster points and evacuation routes. The second I would say is to be informed. Like I mentioned, we recently had our annual four-day webinar. It's recorded, posted to YouTube. I would say spend some time to understand kind of the technical components that we're offering, as well as the practical application of, say, using a tool like HRVAC. I think another would be use us as a resource. Feel free to reach out to myself, Frances, Frances, Bowie@usace.army.mil. Or within each coastal district, we have Army Corps staff who support hurricane evacuation studies as the district study leads. So ask them for help, ask them for information. I also welcome to get information. And so I'm happy to have any information or knowledge that you would think would help inform studies, provide insight, especially in experiences post-storm event. Have discussions with your state and local counterparts to understand what lessons and really what data they need.
We are just about at the end of our time, but before we close, Franny, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just wanted to say thanks again for giving me the opportunity to talk about the National Hurricane Program. I really greatly appreciate it. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm certainly very passionate about this program. I feel like I'm a student of this program. I know that there is certainly work that's being done in this space within the Corps, outside of the Corps. I certainly welcome discussion about how products and services that the NHP provides can support our mission. Again, happy to support however I can. So thanks again.
This is exactly the kind of conversation that we love to have on this Inside the Castle. So we are so appreciative to you, Ms. Franny Bowie, for joining us today for this edition of Inside the Castle. We appreciate your insight. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and be prepared. Remember, there are still 3 more months ahead of us in hurricane season.